This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday that the coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 81,000. He warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly. Fauci told a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in the New York City area, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll. He declined to speculate how many more. Fauci warned it's entirely possible that the pandemic could become worse in the U.S. in the fall months from September to November, but he said he hoped by then the country could deal with it, in his words, better than it has so far. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to open the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the 50 governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations on a limited basis. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be divided over two separate cases involving whether President Donald Trump must turn over his tax returns and financial records after subpoenas from congressional Democrats and a New York City district attorney. The nine justices heard nearly 3.5 hours of arguments by telephone due to lockdown precautions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress has subpoenaed the president's bank and tax records as part of its investigations into his business dealings. The probe includes allegations of money laundering, as well as questions about whether Trump overstated his wealth. Manhattan's district attorney also wants the information as part of a New York grand jury investigation into whether Trump paid hush money to two women. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a massive package of more than $265 billion to revive an economy battered by a 7-week lockdown and forced to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The long-awaited stimulus package amounts to about 10% of India's gross domestic product. In a televised address to the nation, the Prime Minister said the country must turn crisis into opportunity, and emphasized that the main goal of the package is to build a self-reliant India. Modi also indicated that India would undertake economic reforms that economists and business leaders have long clamored for to attract investment and give a boost to industry. The announcement came amid a growing chorus for monetary stimulus to ease the deep pain inflicted by the shutdown on an economy that was sputtering even before the pandemic. Economists say unemployment has reached 24.7%, as millions of jobs have been lost across many fields since the lockdown was enforced in India March 25th. Tens of thousands of migrant workers have fled shuttered cities amid the widespread losses. Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk has announced from his Twitter account that the company has restarted its Northern California factory in violation of local government orders. In the Monday afternoon tweet, Musk said he would be on the assembly line and asked that he be arrested if authorities take anyone into custody. The factory apparently had approval by the state to restart, but not Alameda County, where the facility is located. In an interview with the Associated Press, Alameda County Supervisor Scott Haggerty called the move to reopen disappointing, saying the health department is still reviewing the situation. Musk has complained about California's COVID-19 restrictions since they went into effect a few weeks ago and threatened in recent days to move his plant out of the state. COVID-19 is the illness caused by the coronavirus. The plant in Fremont employs 10,000 workers and had been closed since March 23rd due to orders to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the legislature will prioritize a bill that will make it a criminal offense to disrespect China's national anthem. Under the proposed law, anyone who uses the anthem for commercial purposes or intentionally insults the anthem by booing or any other means could face up to 3 years in prison and fines of more than $6,000. The bill was introduced last year in response to fans regularly booing the national anthem during soccer matches. The measure is being given high priority now that a pro-Beijing lawmaker has taken control over a key legislative committee that scrutinizes bills and decides whether they can be heard. Marissa Milton, VOA News.